This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahar Prachanda says youth are the stakeholders of the present. Four people found murdered in Gaurigaon near Kathmandu. And Russia sows North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hypersonic missile and nuclear-capable bombers. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahar Prachanda has said that the government is working for meaningful participation of youth in every sector of the society. Addressing the Nepal Youth Entrepreneurship Summit 2018 this morning, Prime Minister Dahal said that creation of youth-friendly investment environment, startup, innovation and entrepreneurship credit facilities have been prioritized to promote the involvement of Nepali youths in the country. Informing that the government has announced that the fiscal year 2080-81 will be observed as the year of youth entrepreneurship, adding that the enthusiastic participation of the youth is also needed to get positive results from it. Prime Minister Dahal also expressed the commitment to implement the positive conclusions of the summit organized with the aim of promoting and encouraging youth entrepreneurship. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is leaving for New York, USA this evening, leading the Nepali delegation to the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, being held at the UN headquarters. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to address the United Nations General Assembly on September 21. The theme of the general debate of the 78th UNGA has been chosen as Rebuilding Trust and Reigniting Global Solidarity, Accelerating Action on the 2030 Agenda and its Sustainable Development Goals towards Peace, Prosperity, Progress and Sustainability for All. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the visit, the Prime Minister will attend the opening session of the general debate of the 78th UNGA and attend the reception to be hosted by President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, on September 19. While in New York, the Prime Minister will also address the UN Sustainable Development Goals Summit and Climate Emission Summit, among others, on the sidelines of the UNGA. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kachi Sreshta has stressed the need of liberating the Tees festival from patriarchal dominance and celebrating it as a cultural event with enthusiasm. In his address to a program organized at the Ministry of Home Affairs on the occasion of the upcoming Tees festival, Deputy Prime Minister said Oriental civilization has various aspects capable of driving the human life towards positivity. Deputy Prime Minister Sreshta extended his best wishes to the entire women employees on the occasion of the festival. He added that the festival has now been established as a social-cultural event, urging all not to make celebration extravagant. Nepal Oil Corporation has hiked the price of petroleum products. The corporation has hiked the price of petrol by Rs. 1 per litre and diesel and kerosene by Rs. 3 per litre with effect from midnight today. With the adjustment, the price of petrol per litre in Kathmandu, Pokhara and Dipail area is Rs. 183 per litre and the price of diesel kerosene per litre is Rs. 173 per litre. In Amlekganj, Palwari, Nepalganj, Dhangari and Birganj, petrol per litre is fixed at Rs. 180 and diesel kerosene per litre is fixed at Rs. 170. According to the revised price received from the Indian Oil Corporation, the price of petrol and diesel has been increased by Rs. 1.12 and Rs. 2.91 per litre respectively. The Nepal Teachers Federation has expressed dissatisfaction with some provisions in the school education bill registered in the federal parliament. The federation has expressed its reservation on issues such as giving permanent status to temporary teachers, creation of post for school staff, teachers' promotion, appointment of principal, transfer and performance evaluation, etc. President of the federation, Kamala Tuladhar, said that the government has ignored the agreement made with the federation and added that they were compelled to protest it. The government registered the bill to amend and integrate the school education-related laws in the House of Representatives on September 13. A total of 121 new tuberculosis patients have been diagnosed in the Hariwan municipality of Sarlahi. Coordinator of the Municipality Health Branch, Ram Babu Chaudhary, said even though Haryana Municipality has announced to make it a tuberculosis-free municipality from the year 2078, 121 new tuberculosis patients were diagnosed in the last fiscal year 2079-80. According to him, 110 tuberculosis patients were found in the year 2078-79. TB Program Coordinator of Bhagwati Seva Samaj Nepal, Ajmad Ali Mirkrani, said support and cooperation of people's representatives, community and private health organizations, social workers, political party leaders and media workers was needed to eradicate tuberculosis. Mahesh Kumar Shrestha has announced his candidacy for the chair of Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, by its forthcoming 11th General Convention. Shrestha announced candidacy for the leadership of NRNA's two-year term from 2023 to 2025. He also made public his five policy and plans. He said strong, common and united non-resident Nepali association will be his major goal, adding that he would be energetic to make the association active. Shrestha argued that NRNA's image and status was being questioned, so all Nepalis scattered across the globe would be united to make non-resident Nepali association more trustworthy and convincing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has inspected Russia's hypersonic Kinzhal missile as well as strategic nuclear-capable bombers. According to Russian-language news media, North Korean leader Kim made inspections during his latest stop on the tour of Russian space, military and other technological facilities in the country's Far East. The governor of Russia's Primorsky region announced Kim's arrival in the city of Artyom, about 40 kilometers northeast of Vladivostok today. Kim Jong-un has pledged his full support for Russia's leader. Kim was also shown three models of strategic bombers, the Tu-160, Tu-95 and Tu-22M3. According to Russia's Interfax news agency, these are the aircraft that are regularly used by Russia to launch missiles in the ongoing war in Ukraine. An official in eastern Libya has denied allegations that many of those killed in devastating floods last weekend were told to stay in their homes. Othman Abdul Jalil, a spokesperson for the Benghazi-based government, told the BBC that soldiers warned people in the city of Derna to flee. He denied that people were told not to evacuate, but conceded some may have felt the threat was exaggerated. Meanwhile, BBC teams in Derna said aid agencies are yet to arrive at the city, while reporters witnessed a hive of activity in the center of Derna, with rescuers, ambulance crews and forensic teams working to identify the dead, there was little sign of major international aid agencies. The UK, France and Germany are to retain sanctions on Iran in an attempt to deter Tehran from selling drones and missiles to Russia. In 2015, Iran agreed to a nuclear deal and under the terms, some sanctions were due to be lifted next month. However, the European nations believe Iran breached the deal by enriching and storing uranium. Iran says their move is illegal and provocative and clearly violated the terms of the nuclear deal. Tehran has already sold many drones to Moscow which have been used against Ukraine. The UK, France and Germany said the sanctions were designed to maintain nuclear proliferation-related measures on Iran, as well as arms and missile embargoes. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province and at a few places of the rest of the country. For tonight, the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says youth are the stakeholders of the present. Four people found murdered in Gurgaon near Kathmandu, and Russia shows North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hypersonic missile and nuclear-capable bombers. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.